This is what Jeff tells me. One day I'm going to stand here and no one's going to be here. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Our little homemade podium.
Jerry, what's the biggest challenge just getting ready for this? I'm sure.
Getting the body ready. Thank goodness it came out relatively unscathed, typical soreness. So just trying to get the body ready on a short week and, process all the information that we got going in. But short weeks can be cool too, just from the fact of, you just don't overthink things, you just go out and play. But from a health point, they suck. It's tough getting the body ready.
Did you tweak the groin on that play where you had the skeleton sort of pinned there? No,
someone jumped on my knee, man. I was just like, ah! And I thought they were kicking a field goal. So Ev was like, oh, I got you. I didn't know it was a fourth down play. I would have stayed in. Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's field goal block. Go ahead. You can take it, Ev. And I was like, goodness. Someone just cracked on my knee. And I was fine. I was just, taking my time getting up. And so you guys want to get a picture of Fred shaking his body over there? That's kind of cool. It's awkward. Fred's got his shirt off being weird. But, hey, now you're on the news.
I know. How much of an advantage is playing these short weeks at home, though?
I mean, I think it's a huge advantage. I couldn't imagine getting on a plane tomorrow. I mean, just from the standpoint of, bumps and bruises swell on the airplanes, and, it's just traveling is tough. So I'm glad at least we got the home game.
Drew, will you go back at all and look at last year's game against Tampa, one that came apart in the second half?
I don't need to look at it. I remember it plenty. I'll watch matchups. I mean, obviously, they're a different team. They got different coaches. We're a different team. But I'll go back and watch, how Donald Penn played on certain blocks and certain things, just to get that aspect. Same quarterback, same tackle that I get to go against. But you can't really go back and watch the schematically of what happened, what fell apart, just because it's totally different. But the memory is still there. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think everybody on this team remembers. I think we're up 20-0 at half and fell apart. So we got to play. They're a good team. I mean, look, they're experienced some fourth quarter losses. I think they were up with 21-0 on the Saints, and they come back. So they're a good team. They play hard, good physical ball. And, again, it comes down to we got to stop the run. We have to tackle a lot better than we tackled last week. And, when we have the opportunity to get after the quarterback, create turnovers, we got to do that. But, first and foremost, we got to be stout at the point. We got to tackle the running back.
Before they went into their bye, they were struggling both with the pass and the run. And it seems like in the two games since they came back off their bye, they've been lighting it up. Can a team change that much over the course of having a week off and getting their batteries charged back up?
Yeah, I mean, you see it all the time. I mean, you look what the Giants did last year, about to be out of the playoffs, and they won the Super Bowl. So, it just takes one thing to click. I mean, like I said, they got talent. I mean, you look at Vincent Jackson. I mean, that dude's a beast. There's no other way to put it. They acquired Nix from the Saints, and they got a good running back. They got a good old line. I mean, good quarterback, good receivers. Obviously, I don't watch their defense that much, so I don't know what they're doing on the defense side of the ball. But they have a good team, and for some reason they lost some games. But it's not something that you look lightly. You look at how they're playing now, and they're a big physical team, and it's going to be a knuckle grinder out there.
Where are you guys at defensively right now? As you said, you were able to get the turnovers and hold them only to two touchdowns. Do you see this becoming more of a big play defense? You had the return by Harrison, and you had, Brian's play where he knocked the ball free and got the turnover.
No, we always want big plays on defense, but I think, for us, it's consistency. I mean, we just want to be consistent. We had opportunities. I mean, we'll go back. There was missed tackles that, runs that spot out for 10 yards should have been a 2-yard loss. So, you correct those things. And tackling is a mentality, and we got good tacklers on this team, and we've proved that before. So, but you want to be big plays. You love those big plays. But, I'll take consistency over, spurts of big plays any day of the week. Dude's a beast, dude. He honestly is. I mean, he does it year in year. He's been hurt the last couple of years, so, everybody doesn't get to see a full season of him. But he plays so hard and does things that, when we watch, obviously we don't get to see him during the game, but we'll go back and watch tape. And the Redskins game, he hit a receiver, the dude buckled, then he goes and makes a tackle. So, it's good seeing him play at this level. And, we give him a hard time, but he's still old. But, obviously you see how he plays. And, he is a staple for this defense. I mean, there's things that we cannot do unless he's on the field. And, You know, it's just it's a privilege. It's a privilege to play with him. Since I've got here, he's been a guy that I've looked up to as far as the intensity he brings to the to the playing field, and it just shows up on tape week in and week out.
Do you recall many games where you didn't have one blitz dialed up?
Oh no, I don't. Did we blitz? I don't know. I like it like that. So no, it was we knew we had to take advantage of some things up front, and we were able to do that. And you know, again, our game plans don't typically change. You know, blitzes are good change-ups, but, you know, we have to be stout up front. And, you know, we pride ourselves on doing that in both the run and the pass. I know, you know, a lot of guys try to get labeled as, you know, oh, you want to pass rush, you want to do less of the time. But you can't do that unless you're stout in the run. And, you know, we need to be better on first and second down so we have third and long so we can create some pass situations. But, yeah, if you don't need the blitz, don't do it.
Thanks, guys.
No problem, guys. See you.
1 o'clock practice inside today.
Yeah, for sure.